You know, if you grew up in Thunder Bay, there's a good chance you have memories of riding the Chippewa Park Carousel. The colorful merry-go-round has delighted families for generations. But the century-old ride is also in need of some serious repairs. And that's where my next guest comes in. Lisa Parr is a carousel restoration specialist from Illinois. She's been recruited to help bring the carousel back to its former glory. And she's also here to give a public talk in Thunder Bay tonight. And she's in our studio. Lisa Parr, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you.
I'm glad you're here this morning because I'm while I was preparing for this, I was just pondering through some old photographs of the carousel and realizing just how spectacularly beautiful it is. What do you like about this particular carousel?
My favorite part of this carousel is that it has an energy and a special carving in each of its horses. And it promotes speed even though the carousel isn't running. And that's unusual in many carousels. Usually there is concentration on each horse and the form of it. And there is still concentration on each horse and the form. But there is that indication of flying with these horses, literally flying, because they are stretched out and more mannered than a lot of carousel carvings are.
So that means you know each one of those horses
intimately.
Intimately. Okay? So what kind of shape is it in? So when you looked at it initially, you said, okay, we need to do some work here. What kind of shape would each horse be in?
Actually, these are in much better condition than I normally see of Parker carousels. Usually, they're so disregarded because they are considered a simple horse that not many have survived. But because of the work of the park helpers, and there are three of them, Farley and Al and Dan, who have devoted their time to preserving these animals every winter after they've had hard riding, they are in condition that at least they're able to be saved. And that in itself is unusual. So that is one thing that's a plus. And they will be able to be put back to their not absolutely out of the factory condition, but certainly more stable than they are now. And they will be painted in the colors that would have been what the factory would have painted. And I say that because I can't tell about the paint on these horses. There is no residue of what was originally there. But I've restored enough Parkers that I know what they would have used and what this time period dictates. So those, sorry.
That's okay. How many times do you think they've been painted over?
This time, and I understand they've been stripped several times, I would say at least 10 or 11 coats. And that's with primer in between. And originally...
Can you strip that stuff off?
You can. You can. It's timely. I mean, it's not timely. It's time-consuming, and you need a very strong stripper to do that, a stripping agent to do that, as well as some elbow grease. And each horse takes at least a week to get the paint off.
Are they wooden?
Yes, they are wooden. There are some carousel animals that are made with metal and wood, or fiberglass later on after the factories no longer carved them. But these, in particular, are completely wooden of at least 27 pieces or more. And that's because they are, the body is not solid, but there are parts that are all wood, even though they're laminated, so they appear to be solid.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't have been hand-carved, I guess, would they? But they would have gone through a factory of sorts.
They did go through a factory, which is one reason they're not folk art, though people want to call them that. Mm-hmm. But they are a produced item from a factory, and there are specific forms. These particular animals were not machine carved, though some animals were, and they were carved by specific people in the factory. Some people were designated to carve legs, some carved the bodies, and then a master carver would carve the head and the neck because that's considered the most beautiful or energetic portion, and that would have an expression on the face of the horse. When all those parts were carved, they were put together, and then another carver would match up the joints where they were so they would all blend together.
So each one is different.
Yes, absolutely. There are some that are the same form, but each one was individually different on that carousel so that there weren't boring horses.
So I can't believe that you're like, I could talk to you all day about the horses alone.
I know.
Gorgeous. So now I'm picturing them and I'm looking at them, and then you've got all the other elements, and you've got the horse, but then you've got the saddle and the whatever.
What they call trappings. Yes,
thank
if
you.
It isn't horse,
okay,
that's trappings. And I don't know about horses per se, animal horses, but I know about these horses. And, you know, there is a fair amount of detail. And I learned something from the stripper yesterday, Pierre Blaise, who said they all have frogs. And I said, what are frogs? Because I know what the design on the cantle or the back of the saddle is, but I never heard of frogs on a horse. And I know that there aren't any frogs on these horses. And I'm picturing little faces, you know, that appear on the horses. And Pierre goes over and points to the back portion of the hoof that shows when you're looking at the horseshoe.
Okay.
And there's a triangular little ridge that's cut inside in the middle of the hoof, and that area on every horse is called the frog.
Who do?
And I've been doing this 34 years and never heard of frogs on the back of the horse. So that's what keeps me going. There are so many things to learn about not only this project but each horse, that even though I do the same kinds of things on restoration each time I accept a job, they're never the same. There's a difference in each animal, in each kind of repair, and these little particulars that I am
and
able
the stuff
to pick
you're,
up.
Isn't that amazing that
it
even
is.
That you can still learn something about
yes,
them?
Yes.
So tonight you're going to be at the Thunder Bay Art Gallery.
Yes.
And you're going to be talking about this. I mean, so
right,
what
with pictures.
With pictures.
With
okay,
pictures.
So pictures of the process
it's
of
much
restoration?
Better. I won't be doing that
I
particular,
know.
But I'll show some process that I've worked on other animals, which I expect they will encounter when they're doing this carousel.
And you're writing a guide for the
yes.
restoration
mm-hmm.
of this.
Yes.
And that means for each horse there's specific...
Yes. Now, I've written a general guide for what must be done if they encounter this, this, and this. But there is, as we talked about before, there's a horse-by-horse instruction for what I expect those animals to need. And remember, I said I was here observing the ones that have been stripped so far to see if what I've written matches.
And does it?
Somewhat, yes. There are a few surprises, but not very many. One of the surprises was there's a flying mane on one of the animals. And those are one of the things that make this carousel rare. Because the Parker factory was known for their horses with flying, vibrant, flaming manes. Anyway, this has one, and there was a lot of crackled paint at the top when I first looked at it. But now that it's stripped, the top of the mane was apparently missing. And the park and their great skills formed another one, but it's entirely out of filler. So that will have to be replaced and carved out of wood. But it was a hidden surprise in what's going to have to be done.
That's amazing.
And there will be more.
And there will be more,
yes.
Yeah, no kidding. Listen, obviously this is going to take years then to do.
No.
No?
You know, this particular one will be done in a short period of time. And it's... I was asked to do this carousel
mm-hmm.
myself, and I truly wanted to because I love Parkers, and I'm familiar with them having restored several carousels like this. But I was unable to meet the time requirement, so I made recommendations, and the city is able to do that, and they'll be able to employ people locally rather than going to someplace else or the United States. So I'm advising in the capacity that I can.
You're going to drop in and visit them every now and then?
Oh, yes. I hope so, if they don't throw me in the lake this time.
Listen, thank you. It's been so much fun talking to you this morning.
And you too. I've appreciated your time, and I thank you for asking me.
Lisa Parr is a carousel restoration professional. So she's going to be at the Thunder Bay Art Gallery tonight, and she says, like she says, lots of photographs and things like that from 7 till 8:30. So if you remember those carousels, if you've spent time on them, this should be a great talk. Again, 7 o'clock tonight at the Thunder Bay Art Gallery.